T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Pazniokas is here.
Good morning.
Oh, see, there he is. Oh, that's great. How you doing, buddy?
I am fine.
Well, okay, so looks like if there's going to be a race in the state next cycle, I think it's going to be in the 5th District, do you not think?
That seems to be the case. That is the one district that is getting some national attention, although, to be honest, it's, you know, the Republicans have not exactly spent any money yet, but they have certainly put Johanna Hayes on their target list, and they're hoping that George Logan can really wage the first very competitive race in a while. You know, the record has been pretty dismal for Republicans, who not so long ago held 3 of the 5 U.S. House seats, but they lost 2 of them in 2006 and the last one in 2008, and the string has been pretty bad since then.
Jeez.
Well, you know, George Logan is self-identifies as a moderate Republican, and I'm curious, how is he going to thread that needle with where, you know, the Trump Republicans still dominate, and it's not exactly running on a moderate platform?
Now, if he is unchallenged for the nomination, that will help. If you don't have a primary, you can really avoid digging in on kind of the hard right positions that the Trump base wants to see and hear. So that will be key. I mean, look, the Republicans have this weird record of having bitter primaries for seats they really cannot win.
Yeah.
It seems to be in their DNA, at least in this political generation. So I think there will be an effort to discourage opposition to George Logan so he is not pushed into positions that are going to hurt him in the general election.
Because it'd be better if he could talk about Pelosi more than Trump.
Right,
it helps
right.
with independents and moderates. And we're talking Connecticut, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And if he tries to nationalize things and use national Republican talking points, which he did a little bit yesterday with the Pelosi jabs at Hayes, that invites Democrats to say, okay, you want to talk about Johanna Hayes's position with the National Democratic Party? Let's talk about your attitude towards Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the House Republican Caucus, who has been cozying up to Donald Trump after initially expressing, you know, horror at the president's encouragement of the events of January 6th. So, you know, that's a double-edged thing. The 5th district is in transition to a certain degree. After the pandemic, you've certainly seen people moving into, you know, the Litchfield Hills. You have New Yorkers coming in, and they bring their own brand of politics. We've had trends where blue-collar Democratic towns in the upper Naugatuck Valley have been leaning red. But, you know, some of the suburbs in Farmington Valley that had been kind of loyal Republican places, they've been shifting blue. So, yeah, so you've got this swirl of things going on, which makes it fun to cover. You know, it obviously, you know, you cannot ignore sort of identity politics here. You know, you're going to have, assuming Logan wins the nomination, you're going to have a rarity in New England of two major party nominees who are both racial minorities. You know, Johanna Hayes, this is her third term she's going for.
Right.
She was one of two black women elected that year, the first elected to Congress from New England. She has been kind of lumped in with the squad.
Yes.
You know, the four, which is not exactly her personality. I mean,
no,
I think her voting record certainly is, she has been supportive of the overall Democratic agenda. I don't think there's any question about that. But her, she is not that, you know, that edgy Ocasio-Cortez type. She's a school teacher. She's, you know, she was a National School Teacher of the Year. She's married to a police officer. You know, both she and Logan have great personal stories. Johanna Hayes, you know, grew up in public housing, a daughter of a mom who had drug issues. Hayes had a child as a teenager, and those stories generally end badly. And she pushed herself through community college, and then a bachelor's, and then a master's. And so that's a great story. Logan's the son of immigrants from Guatemala. And again, I think the first in his family to go to college. He's been a professional success. It will be an interesting race in that regard.
Does anybody remember Gary Franks?
Yes. Well, we were talking about that before the press conference, because there were people who were around the year that he won. And Gary Franks was kind of this accidental nominee. You know, and so Gary was the first and only, only black man to be elected to Congress from Connecticut. And he was in this crazy field of Republicans, and it went to four or five ballots. And the front runner decided to help Gary because he thought he was the weakest candidate, so to get other people out of the race. And yeah, so there's a guy named Alan Schlesinger, and he really outsmarted himself. And at the end of the night, Gary Franks was the nominee for Congress.
Yeah, that's true. That was the 5th District at that time, which no longer exists, and it's in
well,
that
no,
form.
It does. That was
well, that's yeah, but it's been changed.
Yeah, well, it was so. It was 20 years ago that we lost the 6th District, so that was the 5th. But the 5th, you're right, the 5th has changed. Waterbury is no longer the sort of the geographic center of it. Waterbury, with the redistricting after 2020, actually is part of it is in Rosa DeLauro's 3rd District, you know, which has a center of gravity in New Haven. So you're right. The district has changed. It is the oddest-shaped district in Connecticut.
It goes from, like, New Britain all the way to Litchfield County, right?
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah, so... So to make it a fair fight between Jim Maloney, who was the 5th District congressman, and Nancy Johnson, who was the 6th, when we lost the seat, they drew up a really ugly-looking district, again, to sort of set up a fair fight. And so that's why New Britain, even though it's really on Hartford's doorstep, is in the 5th. And you know, Maloney's from Danbury, so it is a god awful ugly district.
Well, I mean, but look at Larson's 1st District. I mean, it goes up into the northwest corner,
and that was to accommodate what happened with the loss of the 6th. So, yeah, so that was collateral damage. It wasn't an effort to draw a district to make the 1st more or less competitive. It was all about making the 5th into a battleground.
Okay.
And, of course, Nancy won, and she seemed to be bulletproof until Murphy
came along.
Yeah.
Hey, listen,
and,
Mark.
You know,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it was funny, because one of the issues that Murphy came up yesterday, because Logan doesn't live in the 5th District right now, and there's no constitutional requirement he do so. You only have to be an inhabitant of the state that you want to represent when you enter Congress. But and that was true of Chris Murphy. He moved to the 6th. The 5th District the year before he challenged Nancy Johnson. So you know, I don't know if that's going to be much of a problem for Logan, but it was certainly worth mentioning yesterday.
Really quickly, Mark Pezziokas from the CT Mirror. Was yesterday a scrum news conference? Did you get any one-on-one time with George Logan or no?
Yeah. No, he's accessible. They had the formal announcement, and then he certainly hung around to answer questions. I mean, it was actually nice to see an in-person announcement, because these days a lot of candidates are kicking off campaigns with, you know, a YouTube announcement. So it was kind of nice to see him with other human beings and answering our questions.
All right. Hey, it's good to have you on, Paz. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.